Kia ora and welcome back. And it's time for my favourite segment of the week. We have on the line with us Mr. Martin Pepperell. Martin, how are you going this morning?
Oh, buddy, pretty good, you know, just, you know, sitting in the sunroom on a cloudy day in a weather-ravaged Wellington, where it was thunderous storms and rain all night.
Jeez, really? Oh my God, I wasn't even aware. But Wellington always seems to have something going on weather-wise.
Oh, look, you know, there's always something going on somewhere. There's always something going on.
Now, I want to get to it, because today's song choice, I mean, once you've heard it, it's quite unforgettable.
Yeah, you know who else thought... You know who else thought this sort of thing was unforgettable?
You?
Justin Vernon, Bon Iver.
Oh, well, I mean, it just, there's not much more I can say than, like, you hear it once and it's stuck in your head. Like, it is a punchy song.
Oh, look, this is so crazy. This is all so crazy. So, look. Today we're talking about some music from a record called Nantia, which is an album by a Native American singer who's a member of the Red Lake Nation and was born in Minneapolis, Joe Rainey. He's about 35, and since his childhood he's been a practitioner of powwow, which is the indigenous cultural mixture of music and dance. This is something that, you know, he's been involved in since he was a small child, and he's also been archiving this sort of thing since he was a small child. When he was 8 years old, he started making recordings of the powwow classes and performances that he was involved in as he was acquiring the knowledge of the vocal techniques and the drummings and all of the rhythms. And I mean, over the course of his adult life, he's been involved in a whole bunch of different musical things. But then in 2016, him and there's a group, so there's two powwow groups that he's involved in the region, but not Express and Envoy. So they compete and they perform, like, you know, all around America within the powwow circuit. 2016, Midnight Express were invited to this music and arts festival that Justin Vernon and Aaron Dressner, like, organise. They wanted them to do the opening, do the blessing, you know, do the blessing.
Yeah.
The opening, and the fucking Justin Vernon was just like, oh, my God. I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is unbelievable. And they got Joe and some of his brothers ended up doing some vocals on We from Bon Iver's II album.
Yeah,
he got
tapped
to work with people like Portugal the Man, Chance the Rapper, whole thing bubbling up. Then, you know, a couple of years later, back at the festival again, Erx Clears. And while they're there, Joe becomes introduced to electronic music producer Andrew Broder, who's behind a Minneapolis indie project called Fog, and they slowly developed this friendship, which led to various conversations, which eventually led to them creating this collaborative album together that we're going to hear on. Song off today, and it's sort of interesting because it's like, as opposed to say, like, having like a producer make beats and then like writing songs over them or singing over them, Joe basically was just continuously giving like an Andrew recordings he'd made on his Tascam recorder, you know, just recordings from different powwow sessions, different things, different bits and pieces, basically like giving him a sample bank. And then he used the sample bank to put the music together. But, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, there's been this huge effort from both parties to be respectful towards what the other one's doing.
Yeah, right, so, right.
Like, I mean, I think some people, given something like this, would probably, like, do a lot of heavily chopping up the vocals, manipulating them, you know, maybe doing sort of syncopated patterns or whatever. But Andrew's let Joe's vocals roll in a way where it's easy to imagine that this was sort of a songwriting studio recording process. But actually, it's just these two different guys trying to find a way to meet in the middle between what they do individually. It's arc and unique. I haven't heard a lot of stuff like this before. Very powerful. Rest of the album's really powerful as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, powerful is the word for it. How did you come across this?
Oh, I got a friend of mine who lives in Spain, and it's a bit more fucking au fait with this sort of thing than me. Put this across my desk a few weeks ago, and I just let it rattle around in my head for a couple of weeks, and I just thought, man, yeah, it'd be good to do some stuff with this.
So, the powwow style genre, maybe you could call it, it's got to be quite old.
Yeah, dude, it's just ancient. There's ancient knowledge, you know? That's like, you could like sort of like put analogies of that sort of thing with stuff like haka and kapa haka. It's like long-standing, like, indigenous traditions, you know?
The sheer, like, I don't know, passion about it comes through in the music, I think. Like, passion of, you know, generations this as well.
I don't think this concept, you know, the way this is, I don't think this is a difficult thing for us to understand here.
No.
I think that, you know, like, most New Zealanders hearing this sort of music will quite intuitively, like, understand what it is or what it's about, you know, why it's a thing. Yeah, I would make some analogies with things like kapa haka. It's definitely, like, you know, a way to connect and keep people together and communicate information and a source of strength. Pretty fucking cool. And especially to see, you know, someone with such a deep sense of history engage with trying to find a way to do something that's so progressive while still paying homage to the spirit of it. You know, it's the whole idea that culture isn't static.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
Something doesn't have to stay fixed or ossified in the way it is forever, and that you can find new pathways forward while still holding on to the core values and meaning of these things which are defining, which I guess is it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, because one could argue that, you know, a lot of the time there is a kind of attitude that culture cannot be touched and that is what it is, whereas culture does, it is never static, it moves all the time and it changes.
Well, I think also, like, you know, for most people, like, we're a lot more comfortable when these shifts or directions within these sort of thing are led by people from those cultural groups.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Like, something like this, it's always, like, you know, it's a lot, because the fear is always that, you know, someone is going to do something from an outside perspective and miss the point or reframe the thing in a way that doesn't make sense. So, yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, well, Martin, thank you so much for gifting us with your musical knowledge once again. Have a great day, and I hope the weather in Wellington gets better for you.
Oh, look, I mean, regardless, it'll be fine. all right, okay, you have a good, great day, have a great weekend, have a great week.
Yeah,
enjoy yourself, okay?
You too, Martin, and put those feet up, relax a little bit.
Peace.
And to our audience out there, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this song. I mean, it's not something many of us listen to often, I don't think. Anyway, here is Joe Rainey with, what is it? It's No Chance. That's it. Sorry, I forgot. Off the album, Ninetta. Enjoy. Ooh.